Italy terror arrests.
It was possible they were planning an attack on Vatican City.
Indiana school's stage collapse.
Students being covered in debris and people just screaming.
Listeria prompts new ice cream recall.
It's a good product that I'm hoping that comes back soon.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we begin with a breaking story from Italy. 18 suspected members of an Islamic terror ring are being rounded up, including two reputed Osama bin Laden bodyguards. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the Foreign Desk in London.
Italian police describe it as a vast anti-terrorism operation in a series of raids across the country. The targets were suspected al-Qaeda operatives, and police said it was possible that they were planning an attack on Vatican City. When they were asked whether that meant the Pope, prosecutors said no, not the Pope, but a crowded place, and it could mean that place is even Vatican City. They believe the suspects were planning to carry out attacks in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
It's believed the suspects had a hand in earlier attacks in Pakistan, including one that killed 100 people in a market. President Obama's ordered a review of the U.S. drone program. Two hostages, an American and an Italian, were killed in a January strike on al-Qaeda targets along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. CBS News security contributor Michael Morell, a former deputy CIA director, is with us. What's involved in this review?
I think the review is going to look at, number one, were all of the normal procedures followed? I would bet that the answer to that question is yes. The second question will be, are there any new procedures that we need to put into place? We need to have an open mind on that. And I think the third question is, how do we sort of double down on our efforts to obtain intelligence on what is going on in one of these compounds that the United States is targeting?
From what we know, a lot of surveillance goes into things before any drone strike is attempted. Is a review and any possible changes likely to slow down the process of targeting people?
I hope not, right? I mean, the bottom line here, Steve, is we are at war. War is not perfect, right? There is collateral damage in war, and we can't stop fighting the war just because we had one accident here, one mistake.
Mike Morell, thanks very much. The musical was coming to an end at a high school in Westfield, Indiana last night, when the stage collapsed.
Move.
Spectators rushed to help. There was a call for doctors.
Any medical personnel probably go to the stage.
Boom. Just the floor just went straight down and everyone just dropped. People started screaming and moms were crying, girls were crying, and everyone was just piled on top of each other.
More than a dozen students were injured.
There were definitely concussions, probably a foot broken, an ankle broken. It was a lot of legs, but it's a lot of heads because below that was just concrete, so people just banged, you know, their heads up.
A school official says this morning those students are doing well. The school north of Indianapolis is open today, and there is an investigation. It was another night of protest in Baltimore. Over the death in police custody of Freddie Gray.
We need some solid answers as to why it is these six officers are roaming free while in just a few days we'll be burying Freddie Gray.
The six officers have been suspended. An attorney representing one of them says Gray was not strapped in a seatbelt when he rode in the police van. He was in handcuffs and leg irons and died of a spinal injury. A second ice cream company has ordered a recall because of listeria fears. Earlier this week, Bluebell recalled all of its dairy products. Now, Ohio-based Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream has discovered the bacteria in some random samples and is recalling products and closing retail shops in six states. This Columbus shopper believes it's a good move.
I think they're doing a great thing by just being, you know, safety first and thinking about their customers.
Government officials say they're not aware of any illnesses related to this. Minnesota's Governor Mark Dayton has declared a peacetime state of emergency. He's activated a response plan that includes the National Guard to deal with the bird flu outbreak that's hit farms in a number of Midwest states, including Minnesota. Millions of turkeys have died or have been put to death in Minnesota. A chorus of opposition from federal regulators on down has reportedly prompted Comcast to abandon its planned purchase of Time Warner Cable.
What's really striking about this deal is how diverse the opponents of the merger are. This one, you have Netflix, you had Dish Networks, you had programmers, sports companies, you had major internet companies all speaking up together.
John Bergmeier is an attorney for a consumer advocacy group. The deal would have put 30% of TV and 55% of broadband users under one roof. The Justice Department is suing Quicken Loans. It accuses the lender of approving mortgages from 2007 through 2011 that did not meet federal standards, leaving the government on the hook when borrowers defaulted. Beginning 100 years ago today, more than a million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks. Many historians have called it genocide. Pope Francis referred to it as that earlier this month. The United States has avoided that word, and Turkey says those killed were victims of civil war. CBS's Steve Futterman's in Los Angeles, where the day will be marked.
This will be the site of one of the largest protests in the U.S. Organizers expect up to 50,000 people to take part.
It's been 100 years.
Attorney Garo Mardarossian will be one of those marching.
And to this date, there's still denial and denial.
Last night here in L.A., there were a number of other commemorations.
We'll never forget.
This one in front of City Hall.
Because we know that denial is the final act of genocide.
And one of those taking part here last night, one of the few still living survivors.
I was born in Turkey, in Antep City, 1914.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, folks who ordered the new Apple Watch online a couple of weeks ago start getting them today, and others can go into upscale stores and buy them. CNET's Shara Tibkin.
Whether this is a hit kind of depends on whether a mainstream consumer, you know, like my parents in Iowa, are going to buy this and not just the normal early tech adopters.
We mark a milestone today for the Hubble Space Telescope. With expectations high, the mission got off to a rough start, but eventually gave us stunning cosmic images and plenty of new knowledge. CBS News correspondent Peter King.
25 years after it was released into orbit by then-shuttle astronaut, current NASA head Charles Bolden, the Hubble Space Telescope has answered all kinds of questions.
Do black holes exist? What is the Hubble constant? How old is the universe?
But Hubble's longtime chief scientist Ed Wyler says its most important legacy has been to correct long-held beliefs.
We aren't so smart. The universe decided not to read our textbook and start producing stars and galaxies well before a billion years after the Big Bang.
We know that thanks to what scientists call the Hubble Deep Field, considered by many to be its most iconic image. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 24th of April. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.